So rather than getting pregnant in like, you know, a few months.
We were living in Astoria. We'd been there for, I don't know, 8 years in that apartment.
2 years.
I started bawling when we parked the car because I was like, this is it.
She was a little upset with me. She's like, you need to stop paying attention to him and pay attention to me.
This isn't a pregnancy podcast. It's not about babies. It's not about what to expect, because we know that really, there's nothing to expect but the unexpected.
You think you're going to start a family, have a baby, or maybe another baby, that it'll be easy.
You make plans, you take notes, you prepare, and you dream.
And I had been, you know, reading as much as I could about what I should expect about birth and what that I needed to have a birth plan and needed to have music and plan to like walk around.
But it's not that simple.
That night before, we deep cleaned the whole house.
We had two bedrooms, like a one decent sized bedroom and one smaller one, and we figured that we could remain there comfortably with our baby.
You hit that my sense of smell is overdeveloped stage.
Just kind of like pauses and he's like, well, my plan is healthy mother, healthy baby, healthy delivery.
Nurses and doctors were looking at me, they're like, are you doing okay? And I was like, I'm okay. And then I was like, no, I'm not doing good at all.
We soon discovered that the baby could easily fit in the apartment, but all of the baby's stuff took an awful lot of room. And that's when we knew we had to move.
Maybe it is everything you wanted, but it doesn't feel like you thought it would.
Maybe you have to adjust your expectations, or maybe you have to shift your entire frame of mind.
Other than that, we just took it all in stride.
I'm Valerie Best.
And I'm Lizzie Heiselt. This is Cocoon, Stories of Gestation.
And remember, it's not a podcast about pregnancy.
It isn't a show about babies.
These are stories about you.
This is where we talk about what was happening in your head and in your heart when all people could think about was your growing belly.
This is where we talk about the complex emotions that come with trying to grow a family.
We won't shy away from the embarrassing moments, the tragedies, the ambivalence, or exasperation. You've been through a lot. You've survived trauma. You've become something new and different and wiser and crazier.
And you have something to say, a story to share. So let's talk. Let's hear all about what you've become. Start by going to our website, cocoonstories.com, and subscribing to our newsletter so you can hear, share, know, and respond.
While you're there, shoot us a note. Tell us your story. Let us know what you want to talk about.
And then tune in August to hear Mary Jane's story.